This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east.
Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things and back. What they used to
Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Martin Kilcoyne from that controversial station, Fox 2, joins us now. Can you give us an update on the negotiations?
You know, I've been on vacation, and I was told that management felt, until I came back, that there wasn't really any pressure to get us back on charter. It's very tempting, though, when people are online or tweeting mistruths about the deal. So there's some female who's going back and forth, and somehow I'm attached to the Twitter feed. Some guy said, hey, I'm missing Channel 2. She basically says, who cares? And
Monique.
But then she says something to the effect of that they want less money than everybody else is getting. I'm like, first of all, it was inaccurate. And she's like, this is all about Fox 2's greed. I'm like, okay, it has nothing to do with us. It's a corporate deal with Tribune. And I thought about responding. And before I did, I said, let's just see what this gal's all about. And all her tweets were about Jersey Shore. And I'm like, all right, this is stupid. I'm not even going to respond. So I did not respond. Mm. I'm giving her no credibility.
Don't ever respond. You know, I know lots of people who have lost their jobs because of emotional responses on Twitter or emails.
Yeah, send button is dangerous for me.
Yeah, I was looking, and I wasn't going to, I was just going to say you're factually incorrect. And then I just decided she wasn't worth the energy to respond.
Are you getting updates from your management? Because when we've gone through this, they kind of give us an update.
You know, honestly,
anything lately?
I got to go through my work email, which I don't check as often as my personal email. I haven't seen or heard much. I know there's a lot of corporate quotes.
Has this been going on?
A couple of days, I believe.
You've been off charter. I mean,
off charter, I believe. Wednesday.
So what has the newscast been doing? They just don't have.
No, they do.
The station still exists.
Direct only charter.
DirecTV, Dish Network.
Do you have charter?
I do.
Fox 2 is still on the air. It's just Charter is currently in a feud.
I have Charter, so I'm going to check that out when I.
Loyal viewer Andy Strickland.
It's called Spectrum now, not Charter.
Spectrum.
Okay. Spectre. Okay. Are they a sponsor?
Thank you. I mean,
okay.
It's like Charlie's like an old man just woke up from his nap.
Yeah, just kind of yelled.
Okay.
it's Spectrum. It's not Charter.
And by the way, Charlie's been in radio for probably 50 years. He's the only guy I know who's been in the radio business for a half century and doesn't know to speak into the mic. And I'll hear Hoffman on the slop on Friday say,
Talking to the mic, Charlie.
Talking to the mic.
Well,
again,
I have the volume turned up.
Again, he's like a foot away
and then
reclining.
Then the iPad rings.
Correct.
Too, so
Spectrum.
Has the strict.
That is really a good imitation of an old man.
Right.
By the
like
way,
I said, my hair is not gray.
I want a new sponsor on Fridays only at 10:20. And instead of the time check, our time check brought to you by, instead we're going to have Frank's blood pressure every Friday.
My God.
And then we're going to compare
it.
No, we're going to get it 10:20 every day, Monday through Thursday. What's Frank's blood pressure? Fine. And Fridays, what is his blood? I just want to see the difference in those days.
A TV is connected to Spectrum, isn't it?
What are you talking about, right here?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we even have cable here?
Yeah, we do.
Does this thing work?
Does that turn on? Hit that power
that
button. It's to your right.
That's connected to
we can read the latest on Fox 2.
Oh, that'd be great.
Maybe there'll be an update.
It's connected.
Yes. My hope, of course, is that I want you to watch the news day long.
Go to Spectrum. Scroll
well,
over.
You guys lead the country in newscasts for sure.
I want you to tune in, but on Saturday night.
There we go.
Second best player in the league.
Oh, my gosh.
Buck and Aikman.
Tribune is seeking excessive fees for its broadcast station as well as forcing consumers to pay for networks like WGN, which very few people watch.
I watch WGN. Blue Bloods.
I used to watch WGN when I was a kid.
I watched
the Heat of the Night every day.
I got to say, for Spectrum, though, that's coming out swinging pretty good. WGN.
In a nutshell, if I can give you 5 seconds, why is it, I don't understand, why is it not, why are you not on the air with Charter? Like, they want money?
The Blues should be on this station the way they play.
This is actually worth, I think, explaining to people.
They want money?
Right. So how it works, when you pay your cable bill or your Dish or your DirecTV, let's say you give them $50 or $100. They take that money.
Or $250. Yeah.
Whatever you pay a month, if you have Dish, Direct, Charter, AT&T, whatever it is, $50, $100, whatever. They are paying ESPN per subscriber. So the Strickland household, maybe $1.20 of your money goes to ESPN. 50 cents goes to headline
news.
The
NHL Network.
NHL Network is getting a larger chunk from the Strickland. So base, and then the local channels, Channel 5 gets money from Dish Network, DirecTV, and Charter. Fox 2 gets money. So Tribune owns all these different stations. Mm-hmm. So they're playing hardball collectively and saying we want more for our stations, not Channel 2 specifically.
I see. Thanks for doing that, Calvin Klein.
So they're at a,
so Tribune owns Fox 2.
Correct.
And what other stations? Oh, WGN. Is
WGN. They own a station in Cleveland, in Milwaukee. This is like around the country. They have stations.
And Charter operates in Cleveland.
Spectrum
and
is around the. I don't
I
know
think
what.
We just
didn't
go
you hear
with
what he just said?
Fox 2 greed. I think that's what it is.
This is a station that the Blues should be on, so we don't have to watch.
What I am very appreciative of, though, is how many people are missing Channel 2. Thank you, folks, for being upset about it. That's the bottom
Martin,
line.
How about, you know, because believe me, we've had a much of these snafus at Channel 5. How about the phone calls with Dallas and Seattle if this is up instead?
I would not. Whoever's on the assignment desk should get hazard pay.
I like what they said.
I mean, we get calls every Sunday. We get calls complaining about whatever the game is. Mm-hmm. It could be Packers and Cowboys, and people are calling in, how come you're not showing the Bengals game? It's on Fox.
It says download.
You can download the NFL app or Yahoo Sports. So if you're really missing out, you can still. The other thing is you can still do. I think Hoffman does that. He has Channel 2, Channel 5 over the air as a regular, like the old days.
Yeah, yeah, but like Hazel and Festus is not going to be able to figure this out. Right. You know?
No. So what?
Ageism from Charlie Tuna. How about that?
Hazel.
All right, how about we do a little bit of, let's do seven for the slop.
Oh, boy.
Maybe eight.
My most anticipated hour of the day. I can't wait for this one. I'm not
brought to you by Andy.
Come on, be a good sport. These are good questions.
It's five for Frank.
Looking forward to it.
Brought to you by Greenville University.
I love your question.
A liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
The great thing is you guys can say anything you want because you guys can't hurt my feelings because I don't care what you think. Seriously. There's a lot of people that like will insult me. I'm like, it's fine. I really don't care about your opinion. I mean, I love you guys, but
on,
you can't hurt my feelings.
You know where to. Okay. You know where to.
No, it's fine.
You can regret saying that.
All right. How about this? Where will Cartier Gordon end up? College or some semi-pro league? Do you think he ends
that's
up?
A good question.
You think he ends up playing college ball again?
College ball.
Okay, I think he'll be at a college, but I wouldn't bet the bank that he'll be there to play next January. I think his first stop will be at a college, but I would say he
won't be there long.
Yeah.
I'm going to say college.
You didn't know he was gone.
I did know he was gone.
Did you know he was gone?
I saw his tweet.
Oh, okay.
With his little wave goodbye. But he'll go to college. He's not going to like a semi-pro league. I don't see him going over to Europe right now, but he's going to have plenty of options. Plenty of teams, man, would think they can get a second chance on him. He almost reminds me of a Dorial Green-Beckham situation, you know?
That's interesting. That's good. Yeah. That's fair.
That's not a bad
without
thought.
Without throwing anybody down the steps, allegedly.
But Dorial Green-Beckham was as bad as he is.
Oh, mentally. Hold on. Wasn't bad as
how
who?
How do you know?
Cartier Gordon. I mean, he wasn't bad. Gordon. All he did was get in a fight with a girlfriend.
I'm just saying in terms
and
of...
And do a lot of drugs.
I'm saying...
Well,
no, I think...
I'm
no,
saying
no.
Enormous talent... who was never able to fulfill it, even though he made it to the league.
DGB,
you know, this guy,
was one of the best in the country.
He should be. He was the best in the country.
In the country.
And he was on my staff. He should be in the National Football League right now, but instead he's not.
How about, Martin, the story about him when he got arrested just a month ago?
He went through a window.
Jumped through a window.
Yeah, plate glass windows just jumped, smashed through it.
And I mean, that's why, Charlie, you might want to reconsider DGB's resume... is a lot worse than Gordon's resume.
Well,
I thought you were saying
the
reverse.
I'm talking about the first when he left school.
When
that's
you,
what I'm talking
like
about.
Coming out of high school,
right,
you probably heard more negative stuff about Gordon
right, that's what
than
I'm
you,
talking
coming
about.
Out of high school.
Not
since,
right now.
Right.
But, you know, DGB had a lot of issues, too, which led to him living with that family in Springfield.
Right.
Yeah.
His family was full of drugs. The brother was full of drugs. He lived with the high school coach at Springfield, Glendale or whatever. And that's why Gary Pinkel was able to recruit him because the coach was a friend of Pinkel.
Correct.
Now, do you think that high school coach would have had him live with him if he was 5'10 and a possession receiver?
No.
Long snapper?
Well, they do that a lot in Webster Grove, so yeah, they'll do it.
I mean, even Jeremy McIlwain lived with a family in Kirkland.
He was 5'10.
But I want to say DGB. With 4'4,
40 speed.
DGB.
But that, and I will say that family, Macklin's family also though had plenty of money. They weren't looking to capitalize.
Who was the quarterback from Webster Grove that got in trouble? He lived with a family
Jackson.
As well.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Jackson
yeah.
lived with
yeah.
a family.
We got to find
gosh,
the...
that would be a good... Where are they now? 30 for 30.
That story is sad.
That's why the slop is the best show on the radio. We know it all.
I got to find a family who said, yeah, we brought in an inner city kid who had a 4.1 grade point average who was like getting a scholarship for engineering to go to Rolla. Okay.
Yeah. We haven't you're saying we haven't heard that story?
No, we haven't heard that.
Hey, Weasel, come on over. Stay with us.
It's always the blind side kind of story, you know?
A lot of athletic potential attached to the kind-heartedness.
There's never been a possession receiver running like a 5-1-40 that's going to go live in a West County family.
By the way, now that Frank and Monique are empty nesters, I actually predict that for Frank. He will have somebody living with him, actually. Maybe a 6'10", like,
Bob Costas, you know, Jr. or somebody.
Small forward.
Oh,
sportscasting upside, Charlie.
No, it would definitely be a basketball player.
Yeah, right. From
I told Martin the story that when I was working at DeSmet, going to DeSmet, that Lion's Choice had about a 6'4" chiseled black woman there that was there for like 8 years.
Uh-oh.
And I never walked in there one time without thinking about, I wonder if we could mate, and I would have like six, seven small boys.
That's creepy. That is just real creepy.
Monique just shakes her head, but she knows the story.
That's so creepy. Can we please get to the next question?
Oh, my God.
I think
my God. I might just throw up.
Here's Frank's dream scenario. He gets like an eighth grader out of Lithuania who's about 6'2", but projects to about 6'8".
Yes.
He's got some ball handling skills.
Developing skills.
He moves in with the Cusimanos. But then he says to Monique, we need a little help around the house with the new kid. We're getting a nanny from Brazil, and she's also going to live with us.
And he says, can we mate?
Yeah.
I got to say,
she's chiseled.
Yeah.
She
must be looking at her very hard, Frank.
She was a beautiful woman,
but she's
6'6", small forward.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So she was small forward.
Frank's like, if Orlando Blackman was a woman, this is...
Oh, my God. Lisa Leslie.
All right.
These are great questions today.
The Rams will do what in the postseason? What's your prediction? What are they going to do?
Super Bowl.
You got them winning it all?
Who are they playing in the first round?
Unknown at this
point. They will probably play
the Seattle game.
The highest remaining seed. So it actually...
The Seattle
could be Philadelphia.
Well, New Orleans will get the lesser of opponents.
So. I see the Rams losing the first game they play. I feel
one
like
and done like last year.
I feel
could
like
be
they're
a Bears
trending
game.
Down.
Bears
a lot opponent. Of these teams that put up crazy points, you see how difficult the game gets later in the season when not only teams have a chance to game plan, but you know teams get better, specifically defenses later in the year. I wouldn't be shocked if they lost.
I hope to God they don't lose.
Oh, because you get a playoff check?
I got
check?
My license plate framed. I got some clothes the other day from the Rams. I'm just looking forward
to it. What kind
of
clothes?
None of your
leftovers?
Soldier.
Clothes? You going to wear those clothes?
Yeah, I could see them.
He's got an Andy McCollum sweatshirt. Yeah.
I think they win.
A leather coat?
Yeah.
You know what? I got a bunch of crappy Rams leather stuff. I may just burn it on like Twitter one day.
Why don't you bring it on the set?
Burn it on the
set.
Yeah.
Yo, show. Oh, you should do that in the backyard.
Yeah.
I'll come over for that.
Hey, get that 6'4" girl to come over and burn it
up. Oh, my gosh.
Haven't seen her.
I'd be running the other way. She sounds so scary. Yeah.
No, she was a beautiful woman. Oh, I haven't seen her, though, since I was like 18. But I thought about it.
Jeez.
He's still thinking about her, too.
What might have been?
Yeah. Instead, I married a 5'4" Greek and had 5'11 to 6 foot boys. I love you, Monique.
At least he's over it.
Third wife.
All right, true or false?
The Greek freak.
The best hockey pundit in my house is 8-year-old Carson. Mm. Last night during the game, I've got it on, and he said, "Dad, is Tarasenko not on the team anymore?"
Ooh.
Just unsolicited.
Wow.
And I said,
"He didn't play last night."
And I said, "Why did you say that?" And he said, "You just never hear his name anymore." Isn't that crazy? Mm. This is an 8-year-old kid who doesn't sit there and. He's not forced like the Strickland family at a young age to watch all hockey games. That's his loose understanding.
Or go to Wisconsin for all family vacations.
For tournaments.
No, there's no way he's going to make the All-Star team, is it? No way.
And I'm telling you, as Martin, I think we were all talking about it because I got an email about it from our web department saying, hey, you can still vote Vladimir Tarasenko into the All-Star game. And our response is, why would we, you know?
Embarrasses some more.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Oh, yeah. He says something.
And he's really impressed with Tarasenko's 2-goal month in December.
I just took a little Ty just went skating for the first time. You know, we got him skates, you know.
Tarasenko only scored 2 more goals than Ty in December. That's good.
All right, Tom Stillman is the owner you most root for? Even going through history, did you root for owners? Like last night, they showed him doing the high five. I'm like, yeah. I love an owner who cares about his sport, knows his sport.
And plays his sport.
And just has that He's passion for it. Like Mr. DeWitt loves baseball, knows the Rogers.
But likes hockey more, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the dad.
Oh, sorry.
But I'm saying, but you don't see him high-fiving or fist-pumping. Tom Stillman being animated. Yeah. When's the last time you did, like, you didn't root for Bidwell?
What is he being animated for with this old lackluster team? He shouldn't be high-fiving anybody.
I'm saying.
Come on, be an owner, man, and do something about this damn team. Hey, high-five.
They scored a goal.
Come on, man. Damn it. Tom Stillman, you're too damn nice, man. Come on. This team, this lackadaisical team, you up here high-fiving.
He could pull a Dallas Stars and start nuking them.
Jesus Christ, man, come on. I like your portion, but don't
Tuna,
dirty,
Tuna
man.
Breaking down hockey should be Andy's guest today on Hockey Sense.
I like your
lackadaisical.
I like your Porsche, but what?
Breaking down this team, man. Come on.
He said I like
a high-fiving. High-fiving for what?
He threw that
because they
there.
Scored a goal. They beat the Capitals. But I'm saying, when's the last time you rooted for an owner? Maybe Augie Bush, the old guy?
He roots for Stan
Kroenke. Oh, Stan Kroenke. Okay.
Don't root for somebody nice like Tom Stillman, but root for the guy who kicks people off his land in Texas and later commits suicide.
But my guy went to two Super Bowls as well. Thank you very much.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, with Georgia.
And won.
With Georgia as the
Thank
owner.
You.
Yeah, wait, he was not the owner.
He was
a minority owner.
He was 40%, but John Shaw was the president who ran the team.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Stan had a great role in that.
Oh, yeah.
And the success of that franchise.
And then John Shaw was
my guy.
He ran the team.
I like John Shaw.
And then later, Stan was in charge of the worst 5 years in the history of professional football. That's when he was
the owner. But they're back on top again.
One and done for the second consecutive year.
Back on top again. And they built this team in St. Louis and took them to L.A. Thank you very much. And they'll be in the Super Bowl. Thank you.
By the way, my prediction is they'll win their first game and they're going to lose at New Orleans. The rematch in the Dome, they're going down in New Orleans.
Game, yeah, for sure.
I'm coming by your house to watch. Have some chips.
Well, I don't get Channel 2.
But you know what? Even if they were to play at Chicago, Chicago would beat the hell out of them. If they play
with
Seattle,
that quarterback,
Seattle can outscore
Chicago's
them.
Chicago's going to win with that quarterback.
They'll beat the hell out of them.
Anybody can score in that Rams defense. Anybody.
Sure can.
Just throw the ball against those corners. Boy.
Speaking of the Rams, you
think Goff will get tight?
Is this the year Isaac Bruce gets in the Hall of Fame?
I hope so. He's one of my top five St. Louis athletes of all time.
Let's say a prayer for him. Come on, Dick Vermeil, help him out.
I believe the only receiver on – you've got Tony Gonzalez, who is a pass-catching tight end.
And will get in for sure.
All you got a lot of, like, offensive linemen.
Are all our hopes
– Edwards got to get in.
Are all our hopes resting on the shoulders of Howard Balzer to make this happen?
This is the H-man. He'll be in the room making
Bernie We need Bernie Balzer to get in there and maybe assist with the –
He would get in if Bernie voted.
What she was presenting?
Yes.
Oh Howard will do a great job, though, man. We got all the faith in him for sure.
And it'd be in Atlanta with the announcement, which is perfect because his biggest moment was
in Atlanta.
In the Super Bowl.
I think he would make it. I mean, make it. Good.
True or false, Alex Petrangelo last night was a little inspired because of the death, Frank, of the one and only captain from the captain and Tennille. So he did an homage to the captain by stepping up his game last night.
Any connection there? I don't know, man.
Frank, I just had to bring it back to the captain and Tennille.
You guys played music by that group yesterday.
Yeah.
Captain and Tennille.
Nobody listens more than Chuck Tuna.
No,
I love
he does. He listens all
In
day
fact,
long.
He quoted me earlier, but he misquoted me. I hated the Mizzou uniforms. And the only thing I said was people were commenting to me, and a little over 50% liked them. I didn't.
Figures.
No, I hated them, yeah, but I didn't.
It was embarrassing on national. You think Alabama would wear a logo like that? Heck no. Football is a macho sport. There's no Nick at night.
Didn't it look? There's your promo.
That's nice.
That's a good line, Chuck.
Okay, good.
Nick
good,
at night. It looked cartoonish, right?
And yeah.
Terrible.
People got mad at me and said, well, that was the look in the
60s. It was Truman the Tiger.
The football program looks cartoonish
now. The whole program looked like a bunch of cartoons.
But they've got my
Looney
guy.
Tunes.
They've got a real quarterback coming in next year. I'm looking forward to my boy Kelly Bryant. I'm on the bandwagon for Kelly Bryant.
We got to get him together soon. We got to tell him what to hope for.
He
got to see him soon.
We'll be hanging out with him shortly.
By the way,
he would have ran the ball for a TD.
I'm taking him under my wing, by the way.
This just in, Daryl Jackson did make a comeback in football with the minor league Bulldogs.
Wow.
St. Louis Bulldogs. Remember them? The professional football team here in St. Louis?
I mean, we can take that as serious. People are trying to take this XFL team like it's something like that we should really pay attention to.
How about Daryl Jackson as the quarterback of the XFL team? I doubt it.
That is an unbelievably sad story, horrible story. Remember that?
Terrible.
Was it right after they won state? Was it right after they won state?
Yeah, it was during the early part of his freshman year when he right after they won the state. It was October of 2004. He was charged with 5 counts of first degree statutory sodomy.
Now he lived with
pleaded
a wife
guilty
family.
To the charges
with somebody he lived with.
He too, lived right? with a yeah. wife. He lived with a wife family too, right? Come on over here.
I hate even bringing this back up. But you know, when I was doing the
prep show,
the prep sports show, we featured him a couple weeks before that.
Did you know?
I had
did
no
you know idea. Him very well?
No, but I mean, I knew him that day. I did.
St. Louis County Prosecutor Robert McCullough called it outrageous that he got such a light sentence.
Really? Mm. Yeah, he did. He didn't do any jail time.
No, I think did he not go to jail?
Did he go to jail?
No, I think he got
that was a terrible story.
Who was his attorney? Who was his attorney?
Probably Scotty.
Scott Free. Scott Free, baby.
I got to say, I think you're right. I think it might have been.
It was.
Considering he got off.
You know who got him?
It wasn't you.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Considering he got off, we know who his attorney was.
Yeah, we know. He'll get you off, baby, if you're in trouble. Scott Free is called him.
That's a terrible story, though. Terrible story.
All right, Mizzou football wins how many games next year? Since you hate the whole program, but you love Kelly Bryant.
You guys will probably throw the parade if they get to 8. You know, even if four of those wins are...
So 8 would be a winning season, which the Blues don't have right now.
Listen, they're close.
Hey, Mizzou's going to win a national championship in the next 10 years, Andy, okay?
No.
Who? Mizzou.
Next 10 years, that's all I got to put it out there.
And women's softball, maybe.
Mizzou will win 10 games next year.
No, but they don't have any talent.
They got a quarterback. So
they got a running back that just rushed for 1,200 yards. They got a really good offensive line.
The wide receivers I do like.
They're going to win all the cupcake games that they won this year. And this guy will win 2 games on his own. The other guy couldn't win. I see them winning 10 games. 9 or 10.
I'm scared of the coach. That's what bothers me.
Well, that's why they might win 9.
But the coach, my goodness gracious.
Oh.
Oh, and then back.
He needs some pom-poms. He needs some pom-poms.
Gee, great play calling, Barry Odom. Let's run the slow white guy around in. Maybe we'll get it. But his strength is in his arm. We don't want to do that.
Go Tigers!
I think what's fair...
Truman the Tiger.
I think what's fair is that...
I like Barry, though.
Oh... All right, hold on.
He's okay. Well, just in case.
Every day is like a roast where Andy gets up and says, this guy Bill over here, I saw him sleep with a goat. Yeah, but he's a great family guy. He is. I mean, you can't have it both ways.
Well, I don't really talk about Barry Odom. Charlie does.
No.
I think what's fair with Odom is that he has more notable losses than notable wins. Yeah. I think that's fair
he's
right
just
now.
Average. He is what he is. I mean, what do you think? Who did you think you're getting here? I mean,
did you think Gary
Bobby Bowden?
Did you think Gary Pinkle was average?
No, I like Gary.
Okay.
No. Because he answered the question. He said, "Do you think he was average?"
No, I don't think he was. Man, I think Gary Pinkle maximized what he could do with that program. I really do.
Okay, so if Odom's beginning is better than Pinkle's,
he inherited a much different situation.
Yeah, he inherited a mess.
Listen,
an absolute mess.
Listen, excuses, this guy does not.
Charlie, do you think Pinkle was average?
He was okay. He took him. Mizzou is only.
Answer the question.
Yeah. Do I think it was average? I think it was above average. But Mizzou is going to only go so far.
This guy,
the SEC, they're not going to beat the big team. They're not going
to
do it.
You think there's a 45-year-old Barry Switzer out there for Mizzou to hire?
Yes. Yes, I do. Okay. And that is the only way the program can turn it around.
And they're absolutely
get recruited.
You know what? They're absolutely
get recruited.
And there absolutely is. I've already said Chase Daniel will be the head coach of this program in about 10 years from now.
Can he recruit?
Chase has made too much money to work
Chase will
90
be able
hours
to,
a week.
No, he wants to do it. Listen, the reason why he continues to bounce around from different teams.
He was at your house Christmas Eve, right?
Is because Chase Daniel is a mastermind, apparently, in the film room and in terms of breaking down opponents and game planning.
Look at Dr. Donut.
Hey, he's tight.
Okay,
he'll bring some talent.
You know
here.
Who has Chase Daniel? Yeah. T.J. Moe is just leaving the building. His wife is from Dallas.
Slop.
His wife's family is best friends with Chase Daniel's family. So if you need some Chase Daniel insight, T.J. Moe's wife has got it.
Hey, Andy, I have one way to get you out of this bet at a double or nothing. Oh. You don't want to do the other one, but we'll do this one before we let you go here today. Okay, I bet next year that Drew Locke will throw more touchdowns next season in the NFL than Chase Daniel will have in his entire career up to that point.
Well, that's easy.
I mean, that's like saying.
Well, you say that.
That's like saying he'll throw more touchdowns next year than I have in my career.
Like saying I need a suntan.
Chase Daniel's played about 10 more games than I have.
You think Locke is terrible, so he won't make it in the league. So why don't we just make that bet, double or nothing?
No, how many? How many touchdowns?
That means you're gonna drag this belt out for a year. No,
I'm not doing that.
Okay, but you're definitely on for the 100. Don't you look at me like that because you know you bet.
I'll get the NAACP on you.
What, we have a $100 bet, correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Follow but you know what?
I'm going to let Andy slide.
I'm not saying.
Get the brother.
No,
let Andy slide.
I'll give you the double or nothing bet that Locke throws more touchdowns next year than Chase has in
entire
career.
What are you going to do?
That's not a double or nothing.
How many touchdown passes does Chase Daniels have?
Four.
About five?
Four.
I mean, that's like saying, you know, he's going to have more touchdown passes next year than Kelly Bryant.
Well, there's a chance he could get drafted and not play.
Yeah.
There's a mock draft. There's a mock draft where he goes to Atlanta.
Who's going to be a better leader for Mizzou? Bryant or Drew Locke?
Oh, I think Drew Locke was a good leader.
What did he lead him to? 4 years. What did he lead him to?
Better than they were.
What did he lead him to?
More wins each year.
He won 14 of his final 20 games.
What did it get us? Nothing. Zero.
Yeah. And they lose to the second worst defense in the Big 12, missing all their NFL talent. Was in street clothes. Okay,
I'm not a Drew Locke defender, but I'm also
you're not.
But I'm also going to point out
once
the kids
again.
Start.
All right, that's enough.
Guys, just ring the bell. That's enough.
We'll take
that's
a break.
Enough.
We're coming right back.
Happy
Frank
New Year,
and Martin.
Everybody.
Goodbye.